If your small business has a problem, you could say,
"Ugh, just my luck."
But you should say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, after beating England at home last weekend, this weekend, Ireland travel to Scotland, the next round to Murrayfield in the Six Nations. With me to preview, Fiona Hayes, former Irish international, of course, and Scott Hastings, the former Scottish international and broadcaster. You're both very, very welcome. Fiona, what do you read into the team selections?
Yeah, I think Peter and O'Mahony being selected at six has knocked everyone out of the park. But, you know, listening to Easterby this week and how we chatted about that, it just shows that if you put in a good shift, I'd imagine it sounds like he trained the house down all week. He spoke about his match fitness not being as sharp, but certainly this week he saw it. So he wants to add a little bit of edge to that pack. So having him in there, I think, is brilliant. One thing that did shock me is I thought Ringrose at 13, Scott would know this himself, haven't played there, but outside centre, he's just absolutely superb. I think Henshaw is brilliant as well, but I see him more as a 12. So I was a bit shocked that that's the way it went, but certainly having him on the bench and bringing him on, he offers that winger option as well if things go wrong. But I think the two of them knocked me out of the park, but everything else I kind of predicted.
And Scott, what do you make of that Irish selection then at kind of midfield, and what do you expect to be the kind of key battles around the pitch?
Yeah, Fiona's absolutely right. You know, I think it's a 23-man game now, isn't it? And I think that Easterby's gone for that option where he can bring Gary on at any point in time. You know, Robbie Henshaw, great carrier. Bundyaki, I thought Bundyaki played brilliantly against England. That try he scored down the flank was absolutely superb. But there's a nice balance to this team with Hansen coming in as well. Great experience with Hugo Keenan, you know, and Jameson Gibson-Park was outstanding last week. It's up front that Scotland are going to have to cope with this pack. And yes, Peter O'Mahony, the wise old fox back in there. I think some of the head-to-heads are brilliant. You know, when you look at Rory Darge at open side for Scotland up against Josh van der Fleer, Scotland have brought themselves Jack Dempsey back in at eight, just to add a little bit, but you've got great experience in Keelan Doris there. So if Scotland can get some parity up front with this Irish pack, then it's up to the backs, you know, to dictate what happens. And both sets of backs are outstanding. But Scotland have got a chance. They've gone 10 games without a win against Ireland. It is their bogey team. And surely home advantage has got to tell this time around. But Scotland will have to be at their utmost best if they're going to turn over this Irish side.
And in terms of doing that, I mean, how do they get to their utmost best then, Scott? Like, what do they need to do on the pitch to kind of steer this in their direction?
Absolute game plan. Deliver it as they discuss, as they see fit. You know, uncork the dangers that is Hugh Jones, of Doohan Van Der Meer, of Darcy Graham. Blair Kinghorn playing the game of his life. Finn Russell not making mistakes like he did against Italy last week. Yeah, Scotland were in control of a game. They then lost that control, went to 19-all, but thankfully regained the control. Well, against Ireland, Ireland will just absolutely rip them to shreds if they allow them back into the game. So for me, it's every player playing on point, competing at the breakdown. They must be hurting their Scotland team. They've not experienced a win. Many of them have not experienced a win over Ireland. They've got a hoodoo over them. And so it's time, you know, that on Sunday that these set of players come together and really challenge the Irish pack.
Fiona, in fairness, it wasn't just Scotland who lost control of a game at the weekend. I mean, I know the Irish squad would have been bitterly disappointed, and the coaching staff as well, by the two late tries for England. That just kind of, you know, first day out, first match of the tournament, took their eye off the ball, or is it something you'd be worried about?
I wouldn't be worried, but certainly the players themselves will be bitterly disappointed, because we spoke about after the game, even the bench making such a huge impact, but also when those changes came on, there was tries that went in as well. So they'd probably have to look at that defensive side of things and see how easily it was let in. But you know what? It was a lot of kind of, I think they had 33 missed tackles here, and that a lot of that was towards the end of the game as well. So something like that, they'll have to knock on the head, because against the Scottish team, and, you know, you spoke about it there, Finn Russell, I think he turned the ball over 4 times last week. That's very unusual. If he is at his utmost best and Ireland are missing tackles, you're in big, big trouble, because he's such a star player.
Yeah, I mean, the game is going to have a different pattern from the English game, Fiona. It was very much a case of kind of just wearing down that defence. And there was a sense, even in the stadium, that they couldn't keep this up for long. They were going to run out of steam eventually, and they duly did. What do you expect Simon Easterby's team then to do? The same question really I put to Scott, in terms of trying to impose their own game plan on this early.
Yeah, look, I think both teams last week had both 100% in the scrum and line-out. So both set pieces went really well. But I suppose from an Ireland perspective against England in the line-out, they'll be really, really happy with that. I think this week we need to see, there was a couple of handling errors as well and easily turned over the ball. So this Irish team, I think from those strike plays off set piece, we've seen a couple of back insides, you know, they're varying up how they attack. We saw Bundy on the wing as well. So they certainly have a few things up their sleeve. But I think this Irish team will be going out away from home. They have to attack from the start, whereas they soaked up that pressure and they knew the bench would make a difference. It's a similar looking bench, but I feel like over in Murrayfield, in that atmosphere, I think as well, penalty count was really good, 8 for both teams. That's certainly an area Ireland away from home will have to keep low.
And Scott, do you imagine, like you mentioned kind of the hoodoo, could that be a feature kind of late on in the game?
I think both Scotland and Ireland were rusty last week without any shadow of doubt. And England have that attacking ability to open up teams. And they showed last week with the 2 late tries that on their day they can open up defences. I think what we know is that Scotland are a very good attacking team. And with their players, they have genuine try-scoring talent. From Ireland's perspective, it's how they absolutely nail that talent in terms of their defensive alignment and their setup. But Finn Russell pulls the strings for Scotland. On his day, when he plays well, the way he manipulates the ball in the space, he's an excellent player. Also, his kicking game is great. Sam Prendergast has had, from Simon Easterby, you know, a chance now to nail that 10 spot. He could have easily just changed and put Jack Crowley in. But he's given young Sam, the opportunity to build on that confidence. And when you've got players like Bundy Aki, which you can just offload, or you miss Aki out and hit Henshaw, it gives you a very physical presence in midfield for Ireland, which allows other players to then get involved in the game. So a bit of an armchair ride from Prendergast, but the pressure's going to be on Ireland coming over here. You know, I am very conscious of the fact that the Scotland team must be hurting, not beating Ireland. I played against Ireland in the 90s 11 times. I won 9, drew 1. I don't know how I lost 1, but we were doing exactly the same of what Ireland are doing to Scotland now. And it's funny, once you get inside a team's head and psychologically got them, it's a difficult space to get out of. And so I'm expecting a humdinger of a game. It'll be close. I really think that. Yeah. Scotland got a great, you know, the championship rests on these two sides, very much so, you know, with one eye, you know, in the rearview mirror of this French team who were outstanding against Wales and have such excellence within their squad setup. But, you know, the Six Nations, you know, every year you come round, you analyse, you go again, you know, Wales has suddenly dropped out of the form. Scotland were in that situation for a number of years. Italy are back in the game. England, can they bounce back against France? It's what makes the Six Nations so great. And this Ireland-Scotland encounter is going to be a cracker on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, listen, as someone who was born in Carnoustie, I donned the Scotland jersey maybe more often in the 90s, to my shame, than I do today. Listen, I'll have to ask for a prediction. Scott, what do you think?
A win for Scotland.
A win for Scotland. Fiona?
I'm going to have to say it's going to be a tight game, but definitely an Ireland win.
Yeah, I don't even know where that Scotland jersey is anymore. I'll have to go with Fiona. Scott and Fiona, listen, it's been a real pleasure and enjoy the weekend. Scott Hastings, Fiona Hayes.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.